Good evening, everybody. It's 20 to 10 on Friday. This is all one word. So there are two bands in Germany called Garden of Delight. This is one of them, obviously. They're a really good band. They like kind of Scottish and Irish folk music, but they kind of speed it up, you know, and add a beat and add big guitars and things. It's the majority of the music. But they've got a lot of their own songs. This song's called She Cried. And they're a good band, introduced to me by my German family. So that's what you're listening to in the background at the minute. I've got a couple of more tracks by Garden of Delight, more popularly known as G.O.D., I'm led to believe. And for those who are now Googling or intending to Google Garden of Delight, you're probably going to get hit with results with album covers with, like, you know, black gothic. That's not the one, it's the other one. Okay. It's been an absolutely fantastic day for weather here. The building which I'm in has still got its heating on. There's a bat. Hello, bat. I don't know why I'm saying hello, bat. What is he going to do? And suck the blood out of my neck. I don't know. What am I talking about? But yeah, they've still got the heating on in the building that I work in, and it's just absolutely unbearable. But that's me finished. Finished work Thursday. Well, I said it's Friday. It's not freaking Friday. Do you know why? It feels like Friday because I'm finished work. I'm finished work now. So it's Thursday. Should I start this audio boo again? No. Let's push on. Got to forge ahead. It's Thursday. It's Thursday the 15th of May. So I'm finished work for just over a week. Because Dean Reed and I are going to trek Hadrian's Wall. Oh yeah. Going up to... near where Dean lives. He's going to pick me up on a train, and then we're going to drive up to my parents, and then on Monday, that's when we start the epic journey. It's not that epic. It's not that epic. But, you know, in the grand scheme of things, it's a bit of a life event for me. There are bigger walks out there. There are better things. But, you know, like I have intimated before on Audio Booze, this particular walk is going to mean something to me, because it's something that I've wanted to do since I was a small boy, because I come from that neck of the woods. I'm originally from Hexham in Northumberland, which is a beautiful market town. I've got a lot of pride for the place. I've got a lot of pride for the county as well. It's a fantastic county, lots in it, lots to do, lots to see, really, really nice people. Of course, there are the bad apples, like in any county, but on the whole, it's a beautiful place. And lots and lots and lots of history, for many reasons, really. But, you know, more for the land itself, you know. Where was that border? You know, where could the Roman army push forward and up north? Or where did they have to retreat to? Where did the Vikings get to, you know? And all of that. There's tons of history. Very, very interesting place. So it's been a fantastic night tonight. I mean, I came home from work and had a drink, cool drink, and then got on mowing our back lawn because the back garden, you know, we had a bit of rain the other day, didn't we? And the back garden was just waterlogged again. It just holds the water, you know, doesn't drain it away. And so got our back garden cut. And our next door neighbour, she's away for 5 weeks. At the minute, and so I cut her grass as well. I mowed her back lawn. Oh, matron, mowed her back lawn. God almighty. My mother-in-law came down today and so she's come down for a few days and she came down also to pick up 6 bottles of wine that my friend brought across from Germany. It's Greek wine, it's Amiglikos. It's a red wine, it's absolutely beautiful. It's a beautiful wine, Amiglikos. When I lived in Germany, my mother-in-law and I were just talking before there. We used to buy 2-litre bottles of Amiglikos for €1.80. Was it cheap rubbish? No, it wasn't. It was really, really, really nice stuff. This isn't the same brand, but it's so, so nice. So I think I've had a couple of glasses of that tonight with my diet food. So the red wine, you know, full of not good stuff. I suppose one glass of red wine wouldn't have been so bad, but she offered another one and I just couldn't say no. But my diet food tonight was two steaks, probably about the size of the kind of bit bigger than the palm of your hand. Well, it's a bit stupid because I've got massive hands. Leafy salad and tomatoes, lovely. Part two will be a bit later on when I have 2 bottles of ice beer, of course. Got to be doing, I'm sorry. Always on the night of last day of work before holidays. Holidays. That's what they say in Northumberland in places. Oh, I have to go and converse with them. Ugh, how terrible. They're such warm people, Northumbrians. Fantastic people. Anyway, what am I rambling about? Well, so I had a Google Plus hangout tonight, video styly, with Dean and also our very own at TurboStream, Adrian Wicks, who today has picked up his brand new car. I am so jealous. His little pocket rocket. Pocket rocket's 180 brake horsepower. What? 1.4, 180 brake. Oh my god. What was it? 7-speed auto gearbox. Turbocharged. Did you say it had a supercharger on it? What the hell do you want to put a supercharger on a flipping 1.4 Skoda? What are you doing? So I'm quite jealous, actually. I'll just go back to my mobile command unit and chug along quite comfortably on the motorway at 80 mile an hour. I mean, at 70 mile an hour, that's right, yeah. Really excited to be going away. I was listening to Adrian's audio boon on anticipation tonight, and he was right. He did mention me, and he was right in that I've been anticipating for this. I've been trying to maintain focus on my job for the past week, and it's been difficult. This is the acoustic version of The Devil Inside, and I must ask my mother-in-law, who's going across to Germany next week to see her family, if she can get me a copy of the more upbeat version. Where's my dog gone? Molly? Oh, God. It's pitch black. I can't find her. You listen to this. I'm going to find the dog. And every rose I touch turns black. I got the devil inside. So my mother sent me a text message tonight saying, asking if I could phone her. And I duly phoned her, and one of the first things out of her mouth was, have you seen the weather for Monday? I was like, yes. She says, you do know it's going to rain, don't you? Thanks, ma'am. Thanks very much. Only got 100 miles to walk, that's all, in the rain. Thanks very much. Oh, how caring you are. She's very factual, my mother. Very kind of, you know, down the line some at the wrong times, you know. But nevertheless, she was all she wanted to do was, all she wanted to know was what time Dean and I are going to be there, and she's going to lay on tea or dinner or supper, whatever they call it where you come from. It's tea where I come from, and tea everywhere else in Northumberland as well. So, chicken Dean, chicken, potatoes, carrots, peas, no doubt, you know. Pretty safe meal. So is the weekend's weather going to be all right? I hope it is. Oh, do you know, I'm so close to going out in my Polish Army Lavu teepee tomorrow night. I'm desperate to get out in it. I was speaking to Graham. Was I speaking? Yeah, I suppose I was, technically. To Graham, Black 73 Cat. I always chuckle when people say Black Cat 73 or 73 Black Cat. It's Black 73 Cat. It's quite different. I like it. I like it, Graham. I like it. I like it a lot. I was telling Graham about it, and Graham's interested. Do you know something? It's a big, blinking, heavy canvas thing at nearly 4 kilograms. I've talked about this so much, but it's such a good, fun thing to have, you know? So I'm desperate to get out in it tomorrow night, so I might just risk my own health, which is the only thing preventing me. Well, not preventing me, but the Jesus Christ. Tea is repeating on me. You know, I'm still quite chesty with the keytar, the qatar. I hate having a cold so much. You know, if it was missing a limb or having a cold, honestly, that's the kind of thought that I would give to something like that. It's a beautiful night here. I missed the sun going down because I was on the phone. But right now, as we speak, not a cloud in the sky. Stars are starting to come out. And, you know, it's got that element of summer to it. You know, that it's a nice night, you know. It's a little bit cool. You know, if you were sat in a back garden with a glass of wine right now, you would have to... You know, you'd have to put a coat on, definitely. But notwithstanding that, it's a beautiful night. I just started listening to, in fact, no, I finished it. Phil Sorrell's audio boo there when he's feeding the horse. Sorry, he's with the little Shetland pony. And sorry, and I'm just excited that it's holiday time. You know, he was talking about what a beautiful day it was, and you could hear the birds singing in the kind of background, and I imagine that's what it was like here today. I don't know, because I was stuck in an office, but I could see out the window. And it looked like a nice day. God. Oh, sometimes I wish I could have a blinking career change. And do you know, would I do any other job? Would I do a job that I really wanted to do for half the money? I was listening to BBC Wiltshire about this time last month, and they were talking about people who, and the majority, in fact, all of them, were kind of these inner city types. I don't speak ill of people who work in inner city. I don't mean to say that, but you know, the people who work in business, who work in the city, so it's all suits and, you know, taxis and concrete city and bloody underground, and you know what I mean. and they'd had a change. You know, a couple of the people that were interviewed, they were on a third of the wages that they were before. So a bit, you know, just scraping through, but they were so happy, no stress, no pressure. They were doing exactly what they wanted to do, and they were completely happy with their lives, and so were their family. And you know, I've quite often thought, you know, I'd love to be able to break the mold in my own kind of profession and get out there and do that. I've got a lot of things to do. Yeah, I've got a lot of kind of, you know, hoops to jump through before, you know, I can even dream of putting myself in that position. And I actually mean that. You know, I have given it a lot of thought over the past year and a half, definitely. And some of my listeners know that privately, of course. So, you know, at times like that, I've often thought, well, what do I look to? And I look to things like walking along Hadrian's Wall. I look forward to meeting Phil Sorrell on the way to or from a job, and it's going past his place of abode. You know, I look forward to those things and meeting my friends on the internet who I've really met before. So, you know, going to be meeting Adrian properly for the first time on Monday. I've met Adrian very, very briefly before. Where's the dog? Molly. Yeah, I've met Adrian very briefly before, so it'd be great, you know, our online relationship. This is online-offline thing again, but our online relationship has grown, you know. It's really bizarre. I mean, we've all talked about this before, that... come here! Come on! I put this song on for Dean Reed. One of my all-time favourites of all time, song-wise. But you know, our you know, I use Adrian as an example, but our online relationship has grown to an extent where I think it's blossomed as well. To the extent of we're meeting, and I mean, Adrian knows I've spoken to him before in DMs. That, you know, I'm only 2 hours away, so why can't I go up to Birmingham? Why can't we meet somewhere mutual and you know, to shake hands and maybe have a pint or go for a walk or, you know, do something. And it's the same with anybody that I speak to on the internet. There's no reason why I can't. And, you know, I've been to a few places in this world, and I've been to a few crappy places, and I've been to a few places that have taken a long time to get to. And there's no reason why we can't jump on a train or go in a car and just, you know, just one day. Just spend one day out of our lives, you know, meeting people that we converse with on a virtually daily basis, and, you know, someone whom we know quite a lot about and feel as though we have got a good friendship. I've met Phil on a couple of occasions, been to his house, and going to be meeting someone who I've looked up to on the internet, on YouTube, for a long time, Dean. You know, I started watching Dean's videos probably 5 years ago, maybe. Is that right, Dean? Maybe a bit less, I don't know. But maybe. I was living in Cyprus when I started following Dean on YouTube. I'm sure I was. So yeah, it's coming in dark now. It's such a fantastic night. There's no wind. Can hear the A303. It was quite loud this morning, actually. Come think of it. And it's just, oh, it's just good to be away from work. Although I've changed jobs within the firm, And it, you know, I'm actually quite enjoying it in a way. But it's just nice to be away. I've looked forward to this since January, I think, Dean. I think we squared this away in January. I'm sure we did. In fact, we did. And so it's a long time coming. It's a bit, I hope it doesn't rain that much, really. I really hope it doesn't. And gonna be great meeting Dean on Sunday. Gonna be great meeting Adrian on Monday. Adrian's gonna walk with us for, I don't know, but about 16, 17 miles, I think, ish. Something like that. And before he peels off, and Dean and I then continue on. Gonna be good times. And then we've got the 10 and 10 in June. I'm thinking short term at the minute, but I've got this niggly feeling about the 10 and 10. It's not going to be as easy as we all want it to be. But that's going to be good, definitely. I'm going to sign off now with mine voice, but I'm going to let you listen to Dire Straits, because this is a phenomenal song, Telegraph Road. I think this is a live version. So thanks for listening. Thanks to you for listening continually, and the nice comments that you you give me, and the likes that you give, and especially you, Adrian. I know that you, because I never really go on the full Audioboo website. I hope you're going to have a really nice weekend. If I don't speak to you before tomorrow, I've got a bit of a busy day Friday. So if I don't speak to you, then have a really good weekend, everybody. And and if I don't, I should push out an audio boo. But you'll be able to follow us live. Well, I'll be tracking live, I'm sure, on Monday on shareyouradventure.com. You'll see my little avatar. And also, no doubt, tweeting out, probably not as much as we like, because of, you know, battery life and things, signal and things. But in fact, there's hardly any signal in Bowness and Solway. So yeah, take care, and have a good weekend. See ya. Yeah, so clearly it's not the live version. Sorry about that.
Sooner forget. But I remember those nights. Yeah, life was just a bet on a race between the lights. You had your head on my shoulder, you had your hand in my hair. Now you act a little cold, like you don't seem to care. But just believe in me, baby, and I'll take you away from out of this darkness. We'll be right back.
I don't know what happened there, dudes.
That's it.
Goodbye.
All one word.
One word.
Out.
Out. Out.